Due to the extreme nature of this program, listener discretion is advised. The subject matters may include topics of substance usage, sex, historical events that may be sensitive to some listeners, and foul language. Things discussed may not be considered politically correct in this overly sensitive environment. They may not be appropriate for listeners under the age of 13. As well as some listeners may find things offensive no matter the age, again, listener discretion is advised.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the third season of GXO Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for, talking about things that are relatable to Generation X, historical events, TV, movies, and music. And if you're lucky, this old fart might just regale you with a story or two. I'm Robert Pop, your host, coming to you from beautiful Podunk, Nebraska.
My mom likes Wally's wiener in the buns. My dad handles Wally's wiener with one hand. And me, I love Wally's wiener covered with mayo, even though we all love Wally's wiener and take it a little differently. We all can agree Wally's wiener is the best wiener in the whole world, steamed, grilled, or boiled. In the bun or in the hand, covered or bare, Wally's wiener is simply the best.
Fishermen, pay attention. Soon the weather will be warming up, and if you're like me, I'm going to be getting my tackle box and poles ready. Whether it's a new Firetail Sonic Spinner, or maybe you're getting your supply of red wigglers, the Cadillac of worms, we got you covered at Master Baiter. Master Baiter is for everyone. It doesn't matter if you are brand spanking new to Master Baiters or an old pro. We can help get you wet in no time at all, either in a group or by yourself, from the shore or in a boat. Guys, be sure to check out our newest bait, the Snapper Trapper, or the Zebco Jenny. It's a rod designed for the biggest of cats, and trust me, when you see her bend over, you can't help but get excited. And ladies, if you have been toying with the idea of Master Baiters, don't be shy. It's perfectly natural. For the beginner, I recommend the Buzz Bullet. All you need is a bit of patience and the right spot to drop that lure. So stop into Master Baiter and ask one of our friendly staff to give you a hand. Once you try Master Baiter, you won't be able to get enough, and we will have you coming over and over. Like my Uncle Dick used to say, it don't matter how deep you fish, but how you wiggle your worm.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to this third annual Anti-Valentine's Day extravaganza. Yep, here it is, kids. The holiday the Flower Cartel created to quote-unquote celebrate love. And for some, it's a painful reminder of being alone. And some may not ever feel like they're ever going to find love ever again. Yeah, it could be right. For others, it's a time to reflect on Lord Tennyson's long-lasting quote, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." What I say to that is, try it. I've gone back and listened to the previous Anti-Valentine's Day, excuse me, what the hell is wrong with me? I've gone back and listened to the previous Anti-VD, because it's like a fucking STD, specials, and dear God, wow, I was seriously angry and bitter. The first year, I can actually hear the change by the second event. My heart and mind were healing in the second year. And this year, I'm even better than I was last year. So, I will tell you, however, dating in this day and age and climate is challenging, to say the least. Without dropping any names, I have met and dated some really nice ladies that had their shit together. But for one reason or another, the best decision was to be friends. Some of which I'm still in contact with. Others that have decided to go their own way. And to be honest with you, I wish them all the best life that they can possibly have. But I have also met some women who were nuttier than a squirrel turd. Somebody who they wanted to save them from themselves, boredom, or were trying to get the lockdown after one date. And, yes, politics, religion, and family play a big part in dating. So let me give you the quote-unquote typical scenario when trying to get a date. First, all right, now pay attention, guys. Grab your notebooks and take some notes. Let's start with online dating. All right, got your pencils ready? Not that pencil. Put that away. Get a fucking pen. Before you ever sign up to any dating site, whether it's Facebook, dating, Match.com, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, whatever, figure out what you are looking for. Are you looking for someone to be another significant other? Perhaps a spouse. Someone to live with. Maybe someone to share every part of your life with. Or possibly a fuck buddy. Personally, I had to find what I felt was the perfect word for what I was looking for. To be honest, I'm too damned old for the word girlfriend. And friends with benefits seems a little cold and, quite frankly, shallow in this hookup environment. And my special friend or partner sounds like I'm in a gay relationship, so I landed on the word companion. The definition is as follows. Any of several interpersonal relationships, such as a friend, a person or animal with whom one spends a lot of time with, or with whom one travels. A person who shares the experiences of another, especially when these are pleasant or unpleasant. A long-term sexual partner, or possibly a caregiver, such as a nurse, an assistant, someone paid to give a patient one-on-one attention. And I got to add my own additional definition to the word companion. It's someone to do things with or nothing at all. Someone who is definitely much more than just a friend. Once this has been decided, create a, and I cannot stress this enough, true profile. Really explaining of who you are, what you enjoy, no matter how goofy or dorky it may seem, and what you have to offer as a new friend. That's your goal. Friend. Listen to me, guys. Friend. I didn't say anything about just hookup. That's a whole different thing. New friend. Upload current photos. Not something from 10 years ago, not something from 100 pounds ago, not something from when you had a full head of hair, something current. Now, once your profile has piqued someone's interest, be sure to initiate a, and again, I cannot stress this enough, polite, listen to that word, polite greeting. I need to unpack a few things here just to let you guys in on some secrets. Because I know too many guys that are out dating that for one reason or another, they don't fucking get this shit. So, from talking to my female friends, family, and other women, here are some honest do nots. Do not just like someone's picture and expect her to make the first move. Have some fucking balls. Take the first step. And again, send a polite, not fake greeting like, hey, sexy, hey, beautiful, hey, gorgeous, whatever. Actually fucking engage. Start with something like, hello, good morning. I saw your profile and thought we might have some things in common. Use an actual sentence with words, not text talk, not emojis, but with words. Try some punctuation in there as well. Don't be in a hurry. If she messages you, again, be polite. Almost like as if your grandma was sitting there and watching over your shoulder while you're responding. Ask questions. Tell her about yourself. now would be the time to compliment her pictures. But again, be polite. Don't make comments about her butt, her boobs, or her body unless she's fishing for that compliment. Once you have a polite conversation, offer your phone number to text or call and talk. This old fart, personally, would rather talk on the phone than text. Once she reaches out to you, because it's in her court, and you continue your conversation via phone rather than the app, here are some of the biggest mistakes guys make. And honestly, fuck, guys, I don't get this. So, number one, do not send unsolicited dick pics. This works the opposite of what you want. Actually, this action reminds me of when we were in our youth and cruising, when you honk at a woman or give a catcall whistle and think you're going to get lucky. Okay, here's the inside scoop, the 411, if you will. 99.8% of the time, this never works. And it's never worked. Can you imagine some dude like Alley-Oop on a fucking dinosaur going, woo-woo, you know? No. All it does is disgusts the recipient and gives all guys, like me, a bad name everywhere. Women are leading with, don't send me any pictures of your dong and quit asking for booby pics. Guys, there's time for that. If that's what you both are after and you both realize it's just a hookup, then disregard all this shit, because that's all it is. It's just going to be a fucking booty call. But I will tell you this. A side note to combat this problem, I made a few memes. One, with a picture of a guitar pick with the word dick on it, so that whether I could send a dick pic. Next was a picture of Dick Van Dyke. It's kind of self-explanatory. And finally, and my favorite, is a picture of Richard Nixon. Quit asking for nudes of any kind. Trust me, if she's into that, she will be the one flirting and not you because you asked. Okay? Now, if you're lucky enough not to fuck that up by this point, take the initiative and ask her out on a real date. From what I'm finding and being told, this is sorely lacking. I don't know why, for one reason or another, but I don't have any real insight into this. So next, after you ask her out and she said yes to a date, where to go, what to do? My suggestion is a nice dinner at a mid-range price restaurant. Maybe somewhere you can go and have a drink, but it's still quiet enough to have a conversation. Side note, conversation topics to steer clear of. The ex. This goes for both of you. Don't bring this up. If she asks you, address her questions, then move on. Don't give the impression that you are still hung up on the ex. Next thing, avoid talking about your sexual prowess. I'm going to tell you right now, every guy out there thinks he's the best fucking lover since Rudolph Valentino. But there is plenty of time for this topic. And for God's sakes, stay away from the number. Do not bring up the number of sexual partners and don't ask. There is no good that can come from this. If she asks, take the high road. Respond with something like, nah, I'm not sure. Shouldn't matter. It's in the past. Stay away from politics, religion. And these that I have just mentioned are all not first date conversation topics, so steer clear of them. Okay, now you're on your own. Hopefully you don't fuck this up. But if you do, or she does for that matter, and it's not a connection, have the balls to say so. Don't just ignore texts. I hate the word ghost, but don't ghost anybody, whether it be a phone call from her. Be a man. Be honest. Tell her why you're not into her, but be kind. You don't have to be nasty about it. Everyone deserves to know what they have done or why no connection was made, but nobody deserves to be ridiculed or made fun of. Thank her for the date and wish her all the best and move on. If it's you who's being ignored, either by text or phone calls, again, take the high road. And this is what I have done. I'll send a final text saying something to the effect of, "Hi, I haven't heard from you in a while, but I get the feeling that you weren't that into me. And that's okay. I just wanted to tell you I enjoyed our date, and I wish you all the best and good luck in your search for that connection." And stop. No more texts. No social media to this person. The ball is now in their court. If she's been busy or something came up that required her attention, she will contact you and explain, "Hey, you know, my Uncle Fred, he died. You know, we had to go down to the swamps of Louisiana." Whatever. If she's into you, she's going to let you. And if not, well, you can sleep better knowing that you were the person who took the high road instead and move on. This all sounds great, right? Kind of textbook dating 101. But you would be surprised how many men and women are clueless when it comes to this. And if you're listening to this and you are dating, maybe there will be some helpful tips there for you. When we come back, I want to share some of the things that have happened to me on a date. So stick around after a few words from my fake sponsor.
Did you come home from work only to find that the locks had been changed and there was a note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch." And when you tried to get a hotel room, your card is declined because your soon-to-be ex has cleaned out the bank? Well, here's a temporary solution to your immediate housing issue. It's the Divorce Poncho, starting at only $2.99 at most convenience stores. It's the most affordable temporary shelter that's out there. It's thicker and more stylish than any trash bag on the market. The Divorce Poncho for the end of the honeymoon.
Just what kind of knockers do you like? Big knockers? Little knockers? Maybe no knockers at all. And just like the knockers we have, the knobs come in different sizes as well. Not to mention colors and shapes. At Knobs & Knockers, we have our biggest selection on display for you to handle and feel what fits your lifestyle the best. And if you don't see either knobs or knockers that turn you on, just ask one of our friendly staff to take something out for you that may not be on display for you to fondle. Knobs & Knockers, located at the S&M Family Fun Center, next to the Shack of Sit.
The views and opinions expressed are just that, Rob's views and opinions. He is not always politically correct, and they may not match up with your own opinions. It is not his intentions to offend anyone. Hopefully you find the shows entertaining and informative as well. Please note, Rob is not a professional historian, but he has done a lot of research for this show. With that being said, mistakes happen, but he will do his best to minimize those. Keep in mind, Rob is just some nut with a microphone.
All right, welcome back from that break. There is no way to sugarcoat this. Dating as a Gen Xer, it just sucks donkey dick. But when you make a connection and you both are on the same page with the end goals, it's really not bad at all. Actually, it can be kind of fun. We're too fucking old to play all the coy games, so say what's on your mind. Something I always tell my potential companion is, "Look, I'll be honest with you, You may not like what I have to say, but I'll guarantee it's going to be the truth. Gen X dating also includes, in most cases, family. And maybe you and your companion have decided to meet everyone in the other's family. Maybe not. I had a lovely companion that I talked to my kids about, specifically my daughter, and that the companion wanted to be involved in my family stuff, birthdays, holidays, that type of stuff. Prior to this conversation, I spoke with my kids about her, and to be honest, they didn't want to meet her, or really anyone I was dating. With my grandkids, their parents didn't really want them to see different women that I may be with. A revolving door. And I get it. I mean, the grandkids were just dealing with me and my latest ex not being together. But to say the least, my companion, when I told her this, it upset her. So I went and talked to the smartest person in our family, my daughter, and she had some insight for me. She said, "Dad, when you were dating between mom and the second wife, we had no say if we were going to meet her. And then once you moved back to Nebraska from Colorado and dating again, we still had no say because we were too young. Well, now we're adults, and it's our choice, not yours, not hers, but ours. And currently, none of us want to meet anyone you're seeing." And you know what? Once that landed, I respected that. But that lady did not. And she and I went our separate ways because she wanted from me what I couldn't give. And it would have been unfair for me to ask her to stay for something that may never happen. So in my talking stage, that is one of the things that I let a woman I am conversing with know right up front. Among other things, but between that, what I'm looking for, companion must love dogs, I am a huge fisherman and outdoorsman, as long as it's not too cold or too hot, because honestly, we all know, I'm too old for the cold and I'm too fat for the heat. And finally, that I'm a big geek with all my Star Trek, Doctor Who, cosplay, comic book crap. And I have met some really very nice ladies who appreciate my candor, and I've also met some flakes and, of course, some nightmares. So, you want to hear some of those stories? Yeah? Okay. Hold on to your butt. There was a woman I was talking to for a month or two, almost two or three times a week, and I reached out when she just stopped and didn't respond to me. And when I asked her what was going on, her response was she could not in good conscience date a man that she knew the way he was voting, and it was against the way she was going to vote. And there have been more than a few that after the first date that want to rush right to the altar. There have also been a few who have seen me as a lifeboat, whether it be financially or as a father to their kids. So on this note, I have to tell you about one that sticks out to me. She was living about 120 to 150 miles away from me. We met for one date, and on the following Monday, she starts talking about how she could start looking for a job out here in Podunk, Nebraska, and asking me if my place was big enough for her and her kid. Well, first off, this was the first time I even knew she had a kid, because she had told me that her kid was living with the ex. What she neglected to tell me was that she was too. But after I told her bye-bye, I started getting these notifications from my dating apps had been suspended pending investigation. So this crazy chick made up some kind of story that got me temporarily blocked. Thank goodness, for the most part, I was able to plead my case and got most of those resolved. By the way, tip for that, don't delete text messages right away because you may never know when they're going to be needed. Another, a bit closer to home, We went out on our date, had a nice time. I took her home. And the next day, unannounced, at 7 in the morning, she shows up at my place out of nowhere, then proceeded to invite herself for breakfast. Okay, I cordially provided that, but the next couple of days, she wasn't feeling well. So I took her over a few things, and she shanghaied me with meeting her dad. Okay, another day or so, and I mean, I'm super busy at work, and because I didn't answer a text right away, within 5 minutes, my phone blew up with texts, calls, and then finally a call to my work. That is when I knew I didn't need that type of shit in my life. I had one that started talking bad about my faith and beliefs. Next, there was one that I made plans with in Omaha that I had to cancel due to me falling and messing up my back. And oh, dear God, she was pissed. One, we talked over the phone for well over a month, and when we did meet, all she would talk about was her health issues. Over and over and over again. I tell you what, it has been a crazy ride dating in this environment, and I know for a fact that I'm the villain out there in more than one story, and for the most part, I suppose I'm good with that. When we come back, it wouldn't be an anti-VD extravaganza without music. Season 1 was all about the hate. Season 2 was about the healing. Like, this season, it's like Salt and Pepper said, let's talk about sex. So hang around after a few words from some of my fake sponsors.
Dick's Liquor wants to remind you, if you're going to drink, drink responsibly. Dick's Liquor has the widest selection of beer, like Schlitt-faced beer or Beerios. And cold? Fuck yeah. Our beer is so cold it will remind you of your ex's heart. Stop into Dick's Liquors and stock up. Dick's Liquor located in the SNM Family Fun Center Plaza, next to the Shack of Sit.
Hello, friends. Good evening, or morning, or day, whatever the case may be. I'm Roger Horton, representing Horton Family Prophylactics, an American tradition since 1931. Above all else, my grandfather Buck taught me the value of honesty and straightforwardness. That's why our condoms are unribbed, unflavored, and explicitly for sexual intercourse. That gives you peace of mind. You can always rest assured that a Horton brand condom is a bag for your dick to keep anyone from getting pregnant. I'm not going to obfuscate this situation any further. This product is essentially a bag or bowl or trap. Really, bag is the best analogy, that you put on your dick. Sperm gets trapped in there, and if you're familiar with human reproduction, nobody's getting pregnant at that point. So please, put your dick in our bags. Shoot sperm into the bags. Then you can throw them out. That's how they work. Oh, they're also good for keeping diseases off your penis. I'm Roger again, by the way.
Any claims of time travel are purely fictitious and are only meant for entertainment purposes. And honestly, if you believe Rob can travel through time, I only have one question for you. What the hell is wrong with you?
All right, welcome back from that break. So here's the thing that everybody's been juiced up for. Sex and music. Well, it has changed a lot over the years, and so has sex in the movies and TV has also changed over the years. But here's the thing that gets me, is in Christmas, I don't know, what was it, 2022, 2023, this fucking cancel culture tried to get rid of the song Baby It's Cold Outside because it had, quote, rapey lyrics and misogynistic tones. However, at the same time, WAP was topping the chart, and for those of you who don't know what it stood for, meant wet ass pussy. Ugh. Personally, I like a double meaning in songs. A few 1960s songs, often interpreted, had hidden sexual meanings, including, get this, will you love me tomorrow? All right, so you're going to still respect me the next day? You don't own me. She's dating around. She's playing the field. I can't get no satisfaction. Guy not being able to get his nuts off. You keep me hanging on. That's for the one that just is the tease. Respect by the great Aretha Franklin, that was about having the same type of opinion of the woman in the relationship as what the woman should have for the man. Light My Fire by the Doors, and I Got You, I Feel Good by the hardest working man in show business, James Brown. All of which, while unseemingly innocent on the surface, contain lyrics that can be interpreted as suggestive of physical intimacy or desire due to the era's social constraints surrounding explicit sexuality. Many 1960s songs use metaphors and double entendres, and as you know from my fake sponsors, I love using them, without being overly explicit, and this was considered more acceptable by radio stations and the general public at the time. Some of these songs, like I said, like Respect, touched on the broader issue of power dynamics in a relationship. While not always confirmed by the artists themselves, the interpretations of these songs having hidden sexual meanings are often supported by the context of the lyrics and the social climate of the era. Now, you guys know that I am not a Beatles fan. Now, I did not know this, and this actually brings the Beatles up one notch out of the basement for me on this song. Paul McCartney once explained the phrase, "Ticket to Ride," was inspired by Ryde, R-Y-D-E, an English seaside town that he and John Lennon visited. Lennon, however, gave a much dirtier origin to the song, that the, quote, prostitutes who worked in the cities and the streets in Hamburg had to get a clean bill of health so the medical authorities would give them a card saying that they didn't have a dose of anything, quote, unquote, a ticket to ride. Little Richard's classic, Tutti Frutti, is a lot more scandalous than you may realize. Depending on whom you ask, the earlier lyrics were either tutti frutti, good booty, if it don't fit, don't force it. You can grease it, make it easy. Let that sink in for a moment. Or it's tutti frutti, good booty, if it's tight, it's all right. And if it's greasy, makes it easy. Yeah. Let that frickin' sink in a moment, especially with the homosexual overtones of Tutti Frutti. Yeah. Regardless of which version is accurate, it's also possible that Little Richard switched up the words depending on the performance. The lyrics were very sexual, but producer Robert, quote, Bumps Blackwell knew the song had the makings of a hit, but it would not be accepted by mainstream audiences with such profane lyrics. The song was toned down, and Tutti Frutti has become one of rock and roll's foundational hits. Aretha Franklin, 1967, Natural Woman. The next time you hear Natural Woman, this is one of those things you want to be able to push your partner to an extreme level of ecstasy, to get her singing this song like she feels like she's carrying around the soul of Aphrodite herself. Then you've pretty much done her job. If you haven't, I hate to tell you that you probably have yet to awaken her from her existential gloom and, you know, ready to throw rocks at you. So here's some more songs that maybe you knew, I did not, if they had sexual undertones. So Shop Around by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I mean, that one makes sense. You know, my mama told me you gotta shop around. Yeah, you know, play the field. Do You Love Me by The Contours. Help Me, Rhonda. That is a song that says, hey, Rhonda, you can help me put her out of my mind. Wooly Bully That is, I'm going to refer you to looking up Urban Dictionary, and no, it does not have anything to do with sheep. Give Me Some Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group. That's a good song. Love Child, that would be a kid that was born out of a sexual encounter. And to be honest with you, that's all the start of everything. The 70s saw so much more, like in 71, Make It With You by Bread. If I Were Your Woman in 71 by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me by Mac Davis in 1972. Use Me that same year by Bill Withers. Brother Louie by Stories and Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye in 73. Taking Care of Business by BTO. That was in 74. Dance With Me from Orleans. Also in 75, along with Orleans, Feel Like Making Love by Bad Company. 1976 saw the December 1963, Oh, What a Night by the Four Seasons. And no, it's not just talking about a night in 1963. It talks about the, you know, doing the deed. Tonight's a Night by Rod Stewart, also in 76. Calling Dr. Love by Kiss. Kiss You All Over in 78 by Exile. God, I hate this fucking song, but it is... Okay, Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. Everybody knows that song, but listen to the fucking words. Okay, he's laying in bed beside his woman, and they're both fucking around on each other. And when they come together in the bar, they're like, hey, you must have wrote that. Oh, my God, I never knew. Oh, that's wild. Now, see, I wouldn't be that fucking cool. Also, Do That to Me One More Time by Captain and Tennille. That was also in 79. Here are some more sexy songs, if you will, in the 70s. Love to Love You Baby by Donna Summer. I'm Gonna Love You Just a Little Bit More Baby by Barry White. You Sexy Thing, Hot Chocolate. Hot Stuff by Donna Summers. And every teenager out there knows this one, especially Gen X. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights by Mr. Meatloaf. Burning Love by Elvis Presley. No, I don't believe that has anything to do with gonorrhea. Bad Girls by Donna Summer. Afternoon Delight, that's about knocking off a piece in the middle of the day, by Starland Vocal Band. Do You Think I'm Sexy by Mr. Rod Stewart. In the Bush by Mystique, and no, they weren't talking about a rose bush. Tell Me Something Good by Rufus and Chaka Khan. Brick House, She's a Brick House. Pillow Talk by Sylvia. Me and Mrs. Jones by Bill Paul. Night Moves by Bob Seger. Lady Marmalade by LaBelle. I Want to Be Your Lover by Prince. Ring My Bell by Anita Ward. Close the Door by Teddy Pendergrass. Love Hangover by Diana Ross. Groove Me by King Floyd. Get Down Tonight by Casey and the Sunshine Band. Go All the Way by the Raspberries. Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Turn Off the Lights by Teddy Pendergrass. If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me by the Bellamy Brothers. More, More, More by Andrea True Connection. I Feel Love. God, I hate that fucking disco song, but it's on the list. Donna Summers. Love Machine by the Miracles. Bang a Gong, Get It On by T-Rex. Only the Good Die Young. That is by Mr. Billy Joel. Listen to the words of that. He's trying to sing the part of the high school boy who's trying to knock off a piece from the Catholic girl. Good Girls Don't by The Knack. Hot to Trot by Wild Cherry. Get Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine by the hardest working man in showbiz, Mr. James Brown. Big Balls by AC/DC. I've got big balls, and he's got big balls. I Just Want to Make Love to You by Foghat. Somebody's Getting It by Johnny Taylor. Let's Go Somewhere and Make Love by Jackie Moore, Tush by ZZ Top, My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry, Fat Bottom Girls by Queen, and Cat Scratch Fever by Ted Nugent. Some of those may have, and I'm just saying may have, been really hidden to you. You know, it's a catchy little ditty. The list just keeps getting bigger by the 80s. We had Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye, Physical by Olivia Newton-John, Sugar Walls, Sheena Easton. If you want to know what that means, you can message me through my email. I Want Your Sex by George Michael, Like a Virgin by Madonna, Take Your Time, Do It Right by the SOS Band, Little Red Corvette. That's a masturbation song. Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard, Need You Tonight by INXS, Push It. And I still say she doesn't say push it real good. I hear her say pussy real good. Just saying. That was by Salt and Pepper. You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC, Kiss by Prince, Slow Hand by the Pointer Sisters, Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. I never really ever thought about the meaning behind that, but let's put it this way. If you relax, it would make it a lot easier and better. I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen. Oh, Me So Horny by 2 Live Crew. Love in an Elevator by Aerosmith. Centerfold by Jay Giles Band. Boom, Boom, Boom by Paul Lukakis. Lukakis? Yeah, let's go with Lukakis. Touch Me, I Want Your Body by Samantha Fox. Darling Nikki, That Filthy Song Knows by Prince. Rock You Like a Hurricane by The Scorpions. Urgent, Foreigner. Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen. Super Freak, that one needs no explanation, by Rick James. Smooth Operator by Sade. Never As Good as the First Time by Sade. Nice and Slow by Freddie Jackson. She's Sexy and 17 by the Stray Cats. And that was fine when I was in high school. Now it just feels like a creepy pedophile song. Give It to Me, Baby by Rick James. Talk Dirty to Me by Poison. Shake You Down, Gregory Abbott. Oh Yeah by Yellow, you know, the song that they used everywhere in the 80s. Oh Yeah. Sweetest Taboo by Sade. Shebop, that's another masturbation song by Cyndi Lauper. Legs by ZZ Top. Wild Thing, gotta hate that fucking song, by Tone Loc. Nasty Girl, Vanity 6, that was one of Prince's projects. And if you go back and you listen to the Prince special, I think I even talk about that. Call Me by Blondie. Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. I never would have ever put that one on the list. I had to really go back and look at that. Yeah, I mean, I suppose. Kiss on My List by Hall & Oates. Let's Go All the Way by Sly Fox. Love Touch by Rod Stewart. Naughty Naughty by John Parr. Funky Cold Medina by Tone Loc. Not a fan. Let's Pretend We're Married. That's a filthy song. Like it. Don't get me wrong. I like it. That's how I know it. It's filthy. Tonight, I Celebrate My Love by Peebo Bryson and Roberta Flack. Naughty Girls Need Love Too, says Samantha Fox. Do You Want to Touch Me? Oh Yeah, by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran. But in the 80s, like I mentioned, we were singing songs about playing with ourselves. Strokin' by Clarence Carter. I stroke it to the east and I stroke it to the west. Stroke it to the gal that I love best. Turning Japanese by The Vapors. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. Shebop, I mentioned that, and one of the lyrics says, they say I'd better stop or I'll go blind. The Perfect Kiss by New Order. Tonight, I should have stayed at home playing with my pleasure zone. Wow. And they were worried about violent lyrics. Holy fuck. Blister in the Sun, The Violent Femmes, Close to Me, The Cure, Dancing with Myself. Yes, people, it is not talking about actual dancing. That was by Billy Idol. Be My Girl, Sally, by The Police. Muscle of Love by Alice Cooper and The Stroke by Billy Squire. And the 90s were not even trying to hide it. By the time we got there, I Touched Myself by The Divinyls and Longview by Green Day. Both of those are just blatant songs. Other sexy songs that are out there, Too Close by Next, To Become One, The Spice Girls, that means the connection. Sex Me by R. Kelly. Now knowing about R. Kelly, I don't know so much that that's a great song. Anytime, Anyplace by Janet Jackson. Nice and Slow by Usher. Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. Red Light Special by TLC. Anywhere by 112. OPP by Naughty by Nature. I never knew until I started doing this that that was actually supposed to be a sex song. I'm too sexy for my hat, said Fred. I Want to Sex You Up by Color Me Bad. Gotta love both of those songs. Justify My Love by Madonna. I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. Mr. Boombastic by Shaggy. Pony by Genuine. Sexual by Amber. I Don't See Nothing Wrong with a Little Bump and Grind by R. Kelly. Get Off by Prince and the New Power Generation. Let's Talk About Sex by Salt-N-Pepa. If by Janet Jackson. Shoop by Salt-N-Pepa. Freak Me by Silk. Closer by Nine Inch Nails. Do Me by Belle Biv DeVoe. That's right there. Sexy MF by Prince and the New Power Generation. The Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson. God, I hate to even mention her name. Fuck. Honey by Mariah Carey. One of my favorite artists. You're Making Me High by Toni Braxton. I Get Around. That was by Tupac featuring the Digital Underground. All I Want to Do is Make Love to You by Heart. No Diggity by Blackstreet. I like both of those songs. The First Night by Monica. Boom Boom Boom, Benga Boys. Doing It by LL Cool J. Knockin' Da Boots by H-Town. Barbie Girl by Aqua. I'm a Barbie girl. You're welcome. That fucking earworm is now reactivated in your head. Cherry Pie by Warrant. Unskinny Bop by Poison. Crash Into Me by Dave Matthews Band. I don't know that I would... I don't know. That one wasn't right in my face. Rump Shaker by Rex and Effect. Romantic by Karen White. Boom 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 by The Out There Boys. Good God, how many times are we going to rehash that one? Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover by Sophie B. Hawkins. Rub You the Right Way by Johnny Gill. Human Nature by Madonna. I Feel You by Depeche Mode. Freak Like Me, Adina Howard. Laid by James. You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. I Like the Way Kissing Game by High Five. Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. Your Body's Calling by R. Kelly. Criminal by Fiona Apple. Erotica by Madonna. I'm Good at Being Bad by TLC. What a Man, What a Man, What a Mighty Good Man by Salt-N-Pepa with En Vogue. Sweet by Inner Circle. Everybody Here Wants You by Jeff Buckley. Hanky Panky by Madonna. Sadness by Enigma, Baby Doll by Mariah Carey, Freak You by Jody C, Teardrop by Massive Attack, Put It In Your Mouth. Wow, that gives clear and precise instructions. Glory Box by Portishead. Then, of course, we had Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. I Want to Sex You Up by Color Me Bad. The Thong Song by Cisco. And I Got a Man by Positive K. So if you're looking for the song with a hint of sexual promiscuity, I hope this list has given you several to look at, listen to, and choose from. But if things go sideways from this point while you're trying to date and you find yourself alone, you know the songs that you can play, like Dancing by Myself or Shebop, depending. Anyway, I want to thank you for jumping in and joining me on this third Anti-Valentine's Day extravaganza. Hopefully my podcast this year has, well, and every year has helped with either it being a sad day for singles awareness or a dad day for divorced awareness, or maybe you've got someone special. If you do, go hold on to them. Tell them that they mean something to you. Don't just save it for these stupid occasions that they come around once a year, like Valentine's Day and birthdays. Say it all the time. Show it even more. You need any more advice from your old Uncle Rob, feel free to go ahead and email me with any questions, comments, or concerns at genxord.com. The link is on our webpage. And I will see you on our next episode. Have a great weekend.
This has been Generation Extraordinary. The views and opinions are Rob's and Rob's alone. Any claims of time travel are purely fictional. The music and audio clips are not Rob's or GXO's, and in most cases were downloaded through his paid YouTube subscription and are only used for entertainment purposes. GXO is a production of Popeye Enterprises. Its host, creator, producer, and editor is Robert Pop. Co-producer is Harley Quinn. If you are a fan of the show, please show your support by going on to Spotify and follow us, like and share. It seems like such a small thing to do, but it really does help. For more information, support, suggestions, or to contact us, go to the website www.genxord.com. Thanks for listening.